sacrilegious to jump in before the guitar kicked in. Brian Noonan in for Rowan Anna. They'll be back on Tuesday. That's Jimi Hendrix. You can't see Jimi Hendrix anymore. Rich Roper is here, by the way.
Hello.
We can't see Jimmy, but we can see an amazing facsimile. Great moments in vinyl. Who you've heard on Rowan Anna's show before. You guys have had them at the Saturday Night Live show and all kinds of stuff.
Just amazing, amazingly talented group of musicians. You name it, they can do it. And our good friend William Lindsay Cochran, everybody knows him. Yeah. Everybody knows Lindsay, and you know, he does it all. In fact, I told him, he's like Forrest Gump. Every time I turn around, there he is.
Well, that's amazing. And hello, Lindsay. How are you?
Good. Good to meet you, Brian, finally. I see you way across a couple of studios over there.
I can kind of see somebody. We will talk soon. Yes, this is my first time with the new performance space.
Which is amazing, by the way. And we'll be posting some videos shortly, and people can go on WGN's website and see it, of course. You know.
So, Lindsay, you came up with this concept, not of being a tribute, because you do tributes, but it's a whole different kind of thing for people who aren't familiar with Great Moments in Vinyl. You'd not only do the music of a certain band, but you tell stories about the band.
And that's a practical thing. I mean, that was born out of seeing many shows where a band plays a song and then they break for about 2 minutes while they tune and get a beer. And suddenly the crowd is talking between themselves, and I figured, let's fill that space with something interesting. Yeah. Let's keep their attention. So I drew on my background as a radio guy. Lindsay Cochran when I'm playing music. Bill Cochran when I'm on the air.
Yeah, people know. You know the voice.
You've got
the famous voice.
You got the pipes. There's no doubt about it.
And he's got the notebook. He's got like notebooks of stories behind the songs.
I have to demonstrate for Brian my smooth jazz.
It's so great.
I like it.
Indeed. So anyway, I have all these stories about bands, and you find out what the music was, what was going on for the musicians, what they were thinking. Like there's a great Joni Mitchell song from, I think, the Hijira album, and she's talking about, oh, this friend of mine, she settled down, she's having a child, she chose this life in the suburbs. You come to find that same time, Joni had a child and put it up for adoption.
Wow.
We didn't know that till like 20, 30 years later. But suddenly, looking back in that song, it's like, oh my God, that wasn't just imagining. That was.
Yeah. It really has you listening to it and appreciating it on a whole different level when you hear the stories.
Right.
You know,
and there's no, I'm guessing there's no shortage of stories from bands. So it, no matter who you pick, you're going to have an unbelievable amount of tales to
tell. It's a treasure trove. I mean, when we get into the Hendrix stuff here, I've got some great Hendrix stories.
So. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we don't have time for that, sorry.
I love that. And, you know, well, of course, one of my favorites always, I always love to talk about, you know, of course, you know, the boss, Bruce Springsteen, he's taking it to the next level, as Lindsay knows, you know, with the Broadway show.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when I used to see him back in the day, every story was basically about, you know, well, my old man and I, we didn't really get along. And then one day, you know, I went down to the draft board and my number was 370,000, and I came home and my dad said, how'd it go? And I said, I didn't get drafted. And he said, that's good. This song's called The River. And you just go, what?
What do you mean he brought a barber to your house to give you a haircut? That doesn't make any sense.
You want a Bruce story?
Sure. Yes, okay. Please, yes, please.
A Bruce story. Let's see. So his girlfriend at the time, I forget her name. I don't know if it was Jane or something like that, but she asked him, why don't you write a song about me? And I think his comeback was, well, nothing rhymes with your name. But there's this woman.
I hope it wasn't Jane, because that really
everything rhymes.
Bad example. But Rosalita wrote a song about a woman named Rosalita. So who was she? Well, apparently he was dating a woman at the time, and what was her name? She had a grandmother who was named Rosa, and the last name was Lazito.
Okay.
Rosa Lazito.
I love
and
that.
And it mutated into Rosalita. It was a very simple way to take a great name and make a song around it. But it wasn't Jane.
All right. Well, yeah, Jane. Well, who's going to write a song about Jane? I guess, well, a lot of people
Jefferson
have.
Starship.
Yeah, I was going to say. I got it. All right.
Lou Reed.
Everybody, got it. Yeah, pay attention.
Janie's got a shooter. I think it's one
Janie's
of Bruce's
got a
strong.
Gun. Aerosmith wrote one. All right. Oh, okay. Yeah. So now, do you, because every artist or every group that you do is so different, do you switch up the lineups? Is it the same people for every show? Or do you find there's some people who can really do these artists and other people who really do these ones better?
Well, let me brag on the guitarist we're working with today, Bill Grady, who did an amazing job being Dwayne Allman for us when we did the Allman Brothers Band last summer, about a year ago.
Yeah, still raves about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Came back and did Jimi Hendrix with us in January, so we're bringing that show to City Winery on the 11th of September. And then he was our David Gilmour when we did Pink Floyd's Side of the Moon.
Wow. So, talk about Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame. Yeah, really. Legend.
But now Bill is just amazing. And he said to me, like, I want to do the shows that are in my wheelhouse. And when it comes time to do, say, the Rolling Stones or the Beatles, I call Phil Angotti, who's a great talent
sure.
in town.
Nice.
He loves that 60s and 70s pop and rock. So
nice.
He's great for those shows. We got a David Bowie show coming up. We got a Beatles White Album show coming up. We've got a Moody Blues show coming up.
Oh, God, that's amazing.
That's gonna be
and, you know, Brian, you listen to, you know, who Lindsay's talking about here. These guys, they do not shy away. We're talking about,
yeah, they're not,
you know,
not, only, easy group.
Not only some of the greatest bands, but some of the, you know, most complex and unique music. You know, look at the Moody Blues.
Oh,
my
yeah.
goodness.
You can't layer, you know, all that stuff. And this is not for the faint of heart.
And I keep lobbying him when they do the Moody Blues. I just want to do the Breathe Deep, the Gathering Gloom. Just that.
Richard, do you want to do that?
I would so do that.
You could do all the Graham Edge.
Was that Graham Edge that was the narrator of that?
His poetry.
Yes.
No, actually, it was Mike Pinder.
Mike Pinder.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, yeah.
We're getting esoteric.
Oh,
we're getting deep in. But
the cool thing, too, I got to say, too, you know, the Hendrix thing is, you guys, now, it's the three of you, because that was one of the most incredible things about the Jimi Hendrix
experience.
Right? What they could get out of just, you know, the three dudes.
Well, let's hear a song before we take a break, because we're doing a lot of talking and we want to hear some rock. And Great Moments in Vinyl has a Jimi Hendrix show September 11th at City Winery. You can go to greatmomentsinvinyl.com, get your tickets at City Winery. What are you going to start us off with?
Purple Haze.
Purple Haze, of course, on WGN. Nicely done. Great moments in vinyl. Their big Jimi Hendrix show is coming up at the City Winery on September 11th at 8 o'clock. GreatMomentsInVinyl.com. We'll talk more with the guys and hear more Jimi Hendrix music in just a minute. But first, we must find out what Judy will be talking about at the bottom of the hour.
Wow, that's hard to follow.
Yeah, follow that, Judy.
A warm, wet summer.
Pat Tomasulo of WGN-TV Morning News got his own comedy show. Holy cow! Saturday nights in Chicago are never going to be the same. Man of the People, Saturdays at 10 on WGN-TV. All right. We're here. Richard Roper is here. Ro and Ann are not here, but they will be back on Tuesday. Great Moments in Vinyl is here. They are in the performance space. I cannot wait to wander in there. A fantastic version of Purple Haze. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, you guys.
I like the little bump music we're just playing. Who knows? That's one of the songs that was in our encore back
no
in
kidding.
January.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Very good.
We're mixing it up for this show, though, the City Winery one.
The City Winery show is September 11th at 8 o'clock. Now, sometimes you'll do complete albums or two albums.
Right.
And we only have about 30 seconds. But here's the good news.
Yeah.
Just because we go off to Sox baseball, we're going to podcast. We're going to stay with Great Moments in Vinyl.
Yeah, absolutely.
Until 7 o'clock or maybe a little longer. And we will podcast the whole thing. So just because you're listening to baseball, don't think, why did we get to hear more music?
We're going to keep the party going.
Yeah, so you'll be able to hear more of Great Moments in Vinyl. In fact, we're not even going to talk to you guys anymore right now because we got a network out. And listen, I love you. GreatMomentsInVinyl.com is the website. September 11th, 8 p.m., City Winery. They're playing Jimi Hendrix. It's going to be fantastic. And now it is time to say we have to do this, and then it'll be news time, and then it'll be baseball. Kid K is pitching tonight, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Very
That's
exciting.
Right.
All right, thanks for listening. All right. Brian Noonan in for Rowan Adam. Richard Roper is here, as we are always happy. I really am. I know people say that. I'm always really happy when you come in when I'm here. It's very exciting. Did you change mics again? There you go.
I know what I have to do here. I have to go.
I don't know. Jeff came
here,
in.
And then I go there.
Jeff turned everything off.
Stand by.
But I'm going to say first off.
Watch me. Join
this
union.
Is exciting.
Watch this.
Yeah.
All right. I think, Brian, I have to go over there. We got two Brians.
You
got to
move. We got a million Brians. While Richard is figuring that
out. We'll do it live.
Easy. Easy, O'Reilly.
Play it out. What does that mean? Play it off.
Come on.
All right. That's it for today. And now Sting will play us off.
Richard Roper as Bill O'Reilly, which is a tribute, and Great Moments in Vinyl doing a tribute to Jimi Hendrix. You like how I?
What a segue!
You like how I brought that in, Lindsay?
What a segue!
Now I'm doing Christian Bale. Oh, good for you,
Lindsay Cochran, Billy Schaefer, Bill Grady. They are the Jimi Hendrix Experience for the Great Moments in Vinyl show, which is happening September 11th at City Winery, 8 p.m. GreatMomentsInVinyl.com is the website. There you go,
Brian. May I just say I'm glad we're in a separate studio right now.
It's a little. Listen, you've done this for a long time. You understand the psychosis that goes on this side of the glass, and I think Rich kind of hit his breaking point.
I asked Ro last time I was here. You know, what's your anxiety dream? Like me, with a background in rock radio,
yes.
It's the record ending on the air, not having another record queued up.
In radio history. Now, why do I got to play a dead dog dedication coming out of an upbeat second?
I hear you now, whatever mic you want.
This one. Hello. Hello. Oh, hello.
That's the one.
All right, now. Nope. I was on, I was off. I'm
now
off, I'm
on.
I'm
now
on. Okay, Ringo, we don't need you for this session. I'm going to play the drums.
You're good.
You guys have a lot more fun online, I think.
Well, listen, this is exactly what would have happened.
I'm staying over here.
If we were on. So how did you decide on Hendrix? You've done Hendrix before. How did you decide to bring him back for the September 11th show?
I met Bill Grady.
Okay.
He and I did that Allman Brothers show with some other talented musicians. And I said, hey, what else you got in your backpack? And he said, well, Pink Floyd, Jimi Hendrix.
Wow.
Nice.
Got a couple of other ideas we've talked about. So.
So there's a legendary story, and you're going to be able, you know it, and be able to tell better, of Hendrix playing and all the guitar gods going to see him for the first time when Clapton was in the room, and all these other guys were like, oh, here's Jimmy.
Well, there was a story, a time back in 66, I think it was, Chaz Chandler of the Animals fame decided he was done being in a band, tired of playing bass. He wanted to manage groups. And he brought Hendrix over to England and was showcasing him around, you know? I mean, this is, you remember, England at the time venerated black American musicians, blues musicians, you know? They wanted to emulate that sound and that attitude. And I don't think it's ever been explained what the appeal was, but thank God it was there because it helped invent rock and roll. But so here is Jimi Hendrix, a young black American playing a very bluesy kind of music, R&B and some rock, and Chandler brought him over to the UK and had him sit in with Cream.
Wow.
I don't know how they finagled that.
Wow.
Hendrix comes on stage playing the song Killing Floor. I don't know that blues tune really well, but it lopes along, and he went into a burning version of it. And Clapton freaked out on stage, walked off stage to his manager and said, "You didn't tell me he was that blank good."
Mm. Wow.
And it's Clapton saying
this, right?
Clapton
drops that compliment, you know.
Amazing.
What was it about Hendrix that, you know, he wasn't hitting huge here, but once he went to England, boom, things took off, and then he came back here and the rest was history.
I'm guessing it's Chandler's vision to make him a rock band, you know, because he'd been backing up people like... I don't want to say James Brown, but you know that sort of circuit. You know, he was doing a lot of R&B shows, and he was
session
the guy.
Stuff, yeah.
Well, he was the guy in the band, you know, making the moves on stage, wearing the uniform, and you know.
And didn't he famously Lindsay open for the Monkees at one point?
Oh my God! Yes, there's that story too.
It's amazing.
How does Jimi Hendrix get to open for the Monkees and not get to as a privilege, but get stuck, I should say, opening for the Monkees?
Because there's been a lot of stupid things done in the world of rock and roll. These things happen. I mean, there's a great, getting off topic here, but the reason Buddy Holly died, one of the reasons was that he was crisscrossing the state of Minnesota doing like 40 dates in 40 days.
Ugh.
And here's the thing. They'd book a show here and then here and then here and then here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't do them in sequence.
Right.
So they were doing like 8-hour bus trips through Minnesota and during the frozen. So Buddy Holly at one point just said, "I'm going to take a plane to the next gig." That was the fateful
plan. That was
it.
Unbelievable. Well, let's hear another song, then we'll get some more stories. Great Moments in Vinyl is doing the Hendrix Show, the Hendrix Experience.
Do you want to hear a good Jimi Hendrix story?
Please.
Yes,
it takes a little time, but
we got time.
We got time.
It's worth the setup.
All right.
Now, Jimi Hendrix, when he was a kid, used a broom as an air guitar. He would sit there and bang on this thing. You know, he'd play. He'd take it to school. Imagine a kid from the projects in Seattle taking a broom to school in the 60s. And the grief he must have gotten. But anyway, he's doing this broom thing. He plays it at home, knocks dirt and crap from the broom on the floor, and his father gives him a tanning. Just beats him.
Yeah.
His parents are alcoholics, you see. I mean, both father and mother, and she was having an affair, and that led to them splitting up.
Mother, wow, there's a lot of stories in this one story.
Mother later dies of cirrhosis of the liver while Jimmy is still a young man, still a teenager. Father sits his two sons down, pours a shot of whiskey for each of them, says, "Take it like a man," and does not take them to the funeral.
Whoa.
A broom is drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife.
All the jacks are in their boxes, and the clowns have all gone to rest. You can hear happiness swagger on down the street with his folk prince dressed in red, and the wind it whispers merry. A broom is surely sweeping of the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife. And the wind here cries, "Mary." Thank you. The traffic lights, they turn blue tomorrow. And shine the emptiness down on my bed. And the tiny island that once sagged on downstream, 'cause the life you live is dead. And the wind, it screams Mary. Will the wind ever remember all the names it's blown in the past, with its crush, its old age, and its wisdom? It whispers no, but this will be the last. And the wind, it cries Mary.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Thank you, sir.
Fantastic. That's Great Moments in Vinyl. Of course, their big show on September 11th at City Winery. GreatMomentsInVinyl.com. So, you know, you look at an artist like Hendrix, and granted, his catalog, not as big as some of the others because of his untimely death.
Oh, my God, he did it all in 3.5 years.
Right. So how hard is it to whittle it down and say, okay, these, you know, these are the songs we're going to do. You got to do, you know, you got to do Wind Whispers Mary. You got to do Purple Haze. Where do you then start saying, ooh, oh, this is great. How do we drop it?
That's the discipline of the show. We choose albums. So the choice is made for us. You know?
Okay.
There are many bands that do tributes in Chicago, and some of them quite good at it. And we just wanted to distinguish ourselves, do something a little different. And in this case, it's we find some good albums. You know, I think of us as music fans who love albums and just want to get together with other people and say, hey, isn't this a great album? Don't you love this song? It's just about that passion and that excitement. So we choose the albums, just like when you were younger.
Yep.
You sit
right,
there,
right.
And you would actually have to track through the songs you didn't care for as much, because you weren't going to walk over to the turntable and pick up the needle every 5 minutes.
No, because then you have to move the quarter that's keeping your tone on from bouncing.
Exactly.
Too crazy. So now you're looking at this with the albums, and you know, Are You Experienced is the one you're going to be doing there. And I just, I kind of...
And also, Axis Bold as Love.
Ah, nice. All right.
His first two albums.
Very nice. And so it's just, you start and you're going and you're telling stories about the songs. For people who haven't seen you guys before, you're telling stories as you go.
Yeah, we just take a break between each song. If I've got a good story, insert it there. Sometimes if it segs on the record, we'll play the songs back to back. But most of the time, the artists have so much interesting stuff going on. That, you know, like on the Beatles' White Album, you know, there's Bungalow Bill, hey-o, and then you're right into While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yeah.
So we kind of left that in place. But there's certain songs on that album that you just got to find out. Bungalow Bill, no, what's the one about the guy who hunts the tiger? Is that Bungalow Bill?
What did you kill?
Yeah.
Donald Trump Jr. What did you hunt, you little
that
runt?
Song? Oh my! What did that rhyme with?
I said runt.
Runt. Okay.
But we are
punt.
Know,
it's football
we're streaming.
Yeah. Like Monty Python. Okay. So that song was about a guy who was at the ashram or whatever it was, the meditation retreat the Beatles were on. Yeah. He was the son of a wealthy socialite who was studying transcendental meditation. Decided to take a break and go out and shoot some tigers, and Lennon thought, oh my God, how incredible is that? This guy wants to kill tigers and then go commune with God. That guy, Richard something is his name, not Roper, but Richard, went on to become a wildlife photographer for National Geographic.
Oh, wow.
So I think he learned his lesson.
Maybe
felt
so.
Very chagrined by, you know, having a song about his escapades in the jungle.
Yeah, but here's the good news. John Lennon wrote a song about you. Here's the bad news. You don't come off real great.
You look like a jerk. That's not good.
The names
good.
Were changed, you know. They knew about libel back then.
Mm-hmm. Are there still, do you think, Lindsay, because you've been around rock people your whole life, are the rock bands now, do they have the kind of stories, like, that you're finding when you do these other albums with different artists?
I would say yeah, but you're already reading about them online, you know.
There's no mystery, right?
Exactly. I mean, we live in an era where there's probably no bad news. You know, it's just news, and it's publicity, whatever you do.
Yeah, and so. Now that's, I think the beauty of your shows is that people may not have heard some of these stories. Maybe they've heard a couple of them, but you know, we didn't know a lot about these artists back then. All we knew was what was on the liner notes, and maybe you'd see or hear something else. But you know, you didn't really know every personal move of Led Zeppelin. Thank goodness, until the books came out later.
Don't get me started on Led Zeppelin stories. But yeah, that's the joy of the band, is we try to bring people closer. We try to give the audience the music in a new way, in a way that connects with where you were at the time when you were hearing it. What was going on in the world, it just makes it more personal, I think.
Absolutely.
Do you have another story and song for us?
Let's just go into a song.
All right.
That's all right. I'm being lazy here.
Listen, you can't be lazy on a Friday. It's the ultimate day to be lazy.
Dude, all I got is water in this cup.
Well, that's a show. We can remedy that.
Ah!
We can remedy that if you need to.
Okay. While we're playing.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Wait, I like this. Tomorrow. This is why they tell
stories. Well, are your experience? Here's the thing, too. I think there were, 17 songs? Because Jimmy didn't mess around, you know?
If you're putting out an album, you've got to put out as many songs as you can.
Yeah. Let's do Wait Until Tomorrow.
Your wall. Tonight's the night. We plan to run away together. Oh, come on, dolly me. There's no time to stall. Now you're telling me shorts, right? So till tomorrow, good night. Dolly Mae, how can you hang me up this way? When on the phone you said you wanted to run off with me today. Now I'm standing here like some mixed-up serenading fool, hearing strange words from the mixed-up mind of you. But you keep saying, wait till tomorrow. Think you better wait till tomorrow. Think you better wait till tomorrow. Gotta make sure it's right. So till tomorrow, good night. Dolly Mae, girl, you must be insane. So unsure of yourself from your unsure window pane. Do I see a silhouette of someone pointing something from a tree? Click bang, what a hang. Your daddy just shot for me. Now I hear you say, we don't have to wait till tomorrow. We don't have to wait till tomorrow. It's right, so till tomorrow, good night. We don't have to wait till tomorrow. We don't have to wait till tomorrow. We don't have to wait till tomorrow. Won't be around, won't be around. Oh,
Wow. Lindsay Cochran, Billy Schaefer, and Bill Grady. They are great moments in vinyl. The Hendrix Experience Show is September 11th at City Winery. They're going to do Are You Experienced and Access Bold as Love. Unbelievable. Yeah, we got to, you guys got it in you to do one more? I know I didn't bring,
absolutely.
I didn't want to interrupt you and bring you in a beverage while you were playing. But trust me, there are beverages awaiting you when you are finished, if you are so inclined. So
nice.
Give it.
I like radio over here. That's a great way to.
Yeah, we got to make people feel at home, especially musicians. I know your ilk. You're not stodgy. You don't want to come in and just sit.
First time we were on Rose Show, I don't know, a year ago or something like that, there was a wine tasting going on in the studios.
Yeah, well, listen, Ro, you know, he's always got something.
Can I say that on the air? Is that okay?
Well, sure, why not? It's true. Everybody else listened to it. Now, so Hendrix is this time. How long does it take you to format? You know, you guys are all experienced musicians, so learning the songs, probably not a whole lot of time, but to decide on an artist, and then if you've got somebody with a huge catalog, even bigger than Jimmy's, to decide, all right, this is the album we're going to do, or these are the albums we're going to do, how we're going to weed it down.
We just talk about it. I mean, a lot of times the show ideas come out of, like I said, we did the Allman Brothers with Bill Grady, and I was just chatting with him. What else would you like to do? I remember once we were working on a Sinead O'Connor show or something like that, and then I was sitting with a drummer, and I just went... And out of that, he started playing Walking on the Moon.
Yeah.
And suddenly we had a Police set planned.
Nice.
6 months later. So it was just... Whatever strikes our fancy. And, you know, we are responsible to the club owners who are willing to book us. We want to draw a crowd. We want butts on bar stools. And whatever kind of album is going to draw that, that's what we want to do.
And the City Winery is a fantastic venue. You guys have been there before, I'm sure.
We've played there once before. This is a return, and we're very proud to be back there again.
Yeah.
We think it's the perfect sort of venue for this kind of thing. We play at Martyrs a lot and love it there because they've kind of established us.
Sure.
We've played at Reggie's. We've done Wire out in Berwyn.
That's
and there's a museum
too.
Out in Joliet. I got to give props to them. The Joliet Area Historical Museum has had us out there for their rooftop concerts, and we've sold out a couple of times. So
very cool.
250 people, I think. So we did Led Zeppelin there. We did the Beatles' White Album. So
very
we're getting the word out.
Yeah, greatmomentsinvinyl.com is where you can get all the information on upcoming shows. But just know that September 11th is the Jimi Hendrix Experience. That's at 8 o'clock. You can go to greatmomentsinvinyl.com, get the info, citywinery.com to get your tickets, all sorts of stuff. All right.
Let me give kudos to a drummer who will be playing the show. Billy Schaefer, GMS drums player, is with us today because our drummer for the Hendrix Show is on tour tonight. So
really?
We don't have him with us, and Billy stepped in at the last minute.
Well, Billy's doing a fine job.
Oh,
yeoman's job in there, Billy. And I got to say, you all look the part. You are, it's phenomenal. You know, you're not some guys who are accountants and then come in and try to. I look in there and I see a guy in a poncho. Bill Grady is wearing a very fancy dressed up poncho. It's like a tuxedo poncho, not just a regular I'm gonna hang around poncho.
Yeah.
So he dressed it up very nice. And Billy Schaefer there looks like a guy who should be playing drums for Hendrix. So it's all. And Lindsay, I'm not even gonna get started with you. If I went to Central Casting and said I need a rocker, they would send me you, and is nothing but a high compliment.
People shout that on me. Hey, Robert Plant, that's what they say, you know? I say he looks older than me. Don't do that.
Yeah, you don't even look old enough to play this music.
God bless you.
That's what you get instead of a drink. You get a compliment. All right, we've got time for one more. If you have a story to go with it, that's cool. If you have just the song, that's cool too.
Let's go into the song. I do have the stories, but that means finding it on the laptop and queuing it up. You know, I don't waste time.
Too much. We don't need all of it.
People want to hear the music at the
right.
shows. You know?
And they want to come. And at the shows, though, you will hear the stories too. It's a beautiful blend of music and stories and everything.
Yeah.
So what do we got? Roxanne. Oh, 'cause I'm a voodoo child, yeah. Said Lord knows I'm a voodoo child. All your sweet time, I'll give it back to you one of these days. I didn't mean to take up all your sweet time. I'll give it back to you for the rest of my days. No, I won't see you again in this world. I'll see you in the next one. I'm a voodoo child, yeah. Said Lord knows I'm a voodoo child, voodoo child. I can play. Great moments in vinyl. They are going to play Hendrix, Are You Experienced in Excess, Bold as Love on September 11th, 8 p.m. at the City Winery. Go to greatmomentsinvinyl.com, citywinery.com to get all your tickets. Lindsey Cochran, Billy Schaefer, Bill Grady, you guys were fantastic. Thank you very much for
Thank
being
you,
here.
Brian.
This was exciting. Now we'll actually meet in the hallway. It's going to be a ton of fun. Great, great stuff. Go see them on September 11th, 8 p.m. Keep up with all the shows at greatmomentsinvinyl.com. Yes,
and also,
sir.
And also our Facebook page.
Great and the Moments Facebook page is Great Moments in Vinyl. So you can go do keep up with them. And if you love Hendrix, you got to go on September 11th. Guys, thanks very much for being here. Greatmomentsinvinyl.com. All right, we're done. We got to get out of here. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.